again, the church has defined that Christ is present in the fullness of his human nature with all the properties of his mind and will and body and emotions, not only when the sacrament is received, but both before it is received and after. Is this ever important? It happened to be Chicago, under the former Archbishop of Chicago. Mother calls me up to tell me that her boy, an order servant, one of the parish churches, told by the pastor after Mass, we're distributing under both species, and they had just consecrated, well, too many chalices. So after Mass, the pastor told the server, pour that wine down the sink. The boy told the priest, my father, that's the blood of Jesus. I said, pour it down the sink. Father, I can't do it. Well, the priest grabbed the chalice and poured it down the sink. The boy told his mother, I don't want to serve that priest anymore. The boy was crushed. So she calls me up, the mother. Having had the private number called the Archbishop of Chicago. So I call him up and tell him I gave you the number. She called up the cardinal. The next day the pastor was called in. He was removed as pastor. Viva! Hallelujah! The sacrifice of the Mass is the foundation of the Holy Eucharist sacrament, and therefore we should say that the primary sacrament of the Eucharist is the sacrament sacrifice of the Mass. But not only the sacrifice sacrament of the Mass provides the whole world, and not only those who participate in the Mass, not only believers, but the whole world, with the one grace that every human being needs and needs desperately, to sacrifice his will daily and all day to the inscrutable and mysterious and demanding will of God. Given the magnitude in our subject. We will say more about the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is indeed the sacrifice sacrament. But that is only the beginning. There has been, and it began at the turn of the present century. Since 1900, almost simultaneous with the pontificate of St. Pius X, the great Pope of the Blessed Sacrament. He not only restored Holy Communion, frequent communion, he brought back such faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist as I can safely say the Church has not seen in all the centuries of her existence until now. There has been, we call this development of doctrine, there has been a marvelous development, an Eucharistic doctrine in our century, beyond anything we've experienced, I repeat, in all the centuries before. And the reason, we may safely say, is clear. The Holy Eucharist, instituted by Jesus Christ, was intended by him, as Pius X made clear, the principal meaning here, the principal meaning of the petition of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. The first meaning of that petition refers to the Holy Eucharist, said Pope St. Pius X. In other words, of course, widespread abuses have crept in. People going to communion who are not well disposed. But our focus here is not on the abuses. Our stress is on the need to recognize in our lives the indispensable necessity of the Holy Eucharist to live up to in our day, which is in such desperate need of reformation. Along with the sacrament sacrifice of the Mass, along with Holy Communion, which for the first time ever in 2,000 years, never before, how the church's code of canon law, never before, not merely allowed by way of rare tolerance, but I can say this, positively encourages the reception of Holy Communion not just once, but twice a day. My friends, the 20th century is not over yet. In my judgment, I know Jeremiah, no Isaiah. I claim no prophetic powers. Well, the Pope calls the death culture that pervades so much of a once civilized world. I see no way barring a cosmic miracle, which of course I hope will take place, but I expect massive bloodshed in the streets of Chicago. Whereas Oklahoma City is only a faint prelude. God is not mocked. As we've said before, in the early centuries, what we used to call the Age of Martyrs, the faithful would assist at Mass and receive Holy Communion daily. And we may say they needed it. They thought so. If they needed it, so do we. In my prayers, I'm talking to the right audience. Someone, somewhere, had better have the faith to draw on the superhuman resources of strength available to us in Jesus Christ, who we receive in the Holy Eucharist. One more large area which we will speak about, but not in this meditation. Christ is present on earth, and just his presence is itself a sacrament. Of these, without a second thought, you would speak of the real presence, or the Blessed Sacrament being present. Christ is on earth. His very presence, let's never say his mere presence, his very presence on earth emanates, radiates, pours out grace but a key to that radiation of grace is that there are people who believe in that presence. And that is one. I beg you, one of the resolutions you make, I beg you, make the time, carve out the time, whatever it costs you, pay the price. Spend some time, if possible daily, spend some time before the Blessed Sacrament every day. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is here. And he is here for the most obvious reason in the world, that we might be here too. By manifesting our faith in coming physically closer to him, he being physically here, we making ourselves physically near to him, he will give us the grace, and my friends, we need it. I keep repeating and repeating, ordinary Catholics cannot survive in today's world. No way. Only ordinary Catholics can make it. And the heroism means, of course, having the strength from Christ to practice extraordinary virtue. Faith, courage, humility. I would like to say this. Remember what our Lord told us? What a combination. Anyone who thinks that Christ indulged in platitudes should be put into a mental institution. Christ told us to be as simple as doves, remember, but as wise as serpents. What a combination. How we need serpentine shrewdness, and not just for ourselves, to protect our loved ones, to provide for the church's survival in dioceses. I forbear identifying the names of dioceses that are in great danger of ceasing to be Catholic. How much I know. How very much I know. Somewhere we must get both the wisdom and the strength. And that somewhere is from someone. Our Lord. Well, he told us, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. For 2,000 years, the church has been teaching that refers to Christ's abiding presence in the Holy Eucharist. Lord Jesus, we believe you are in our midst. We believe you offer yourself to your Heavenly Father in every sacrifice of the Mass. We believe you with your body. Yes, sir. Our bodies. Every time we receive you in Holy Communion, we beg you, dear Jesus, to deepen our faith in you, our Lord, in the Holy Eucharist. So believing you, we might love you, and loving you, we might be eager to suffer for you, even as you so eagerly suffered out of love for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.